After the death of Gian Gastone, the last Grand Duke, and the extinction of the Medici family, the Grand Duchy of Tuscany and the Medici patrimony passed to the Lorraine. The Giardino di Castello underwent some changes, particularly behind the villa and the Italian garden, where at the time of the Medici, there was a wooded area that protected the building from the cold and winds, called the Wildland. In fact, today we can admire an English garden in its place, designed by Joseph Fritsch in 1830. At the behest of Grand Duke Leopold II of Lorraine, in fact, the architect joined the Villa di Castello to the neighboring Petraia by way of a romantic park, which then transformed this area where grapevines and olive trees were once grown. Unlike the Italian garden, the English garden is meant to recreate a natural, wild environment without symbolic allusions or hidden meanings. Everything feels natural, even though it was actually designed very meticulously. At the center of the romantic park is the vivaio, or nursery, a pool of water with a mound, above which we see a bronze representation of a chilled man emerging from the water. A jet of water must have come out of his head and would have surmounted the figure almost like an umbrella. This is winter, or Apennino, created by Bartolomeo Ammanati in 1563. While the garden is intended to be a representation of the entire territory of the Grand Duchy of Tuscany, here we are at the source of all the Tuscan waters. From here, in fact, the water flows down towards the Cave of the Animals, passes through the magical horn of the unicorn in the niche at the bottom, and thanks to this, is purified so as to be able to spray all of Tuscany and thus arrive pure at the fountain of Venere Fiorenza, center of the garden and the territory, which alludes to the city of Florence.